Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the very final full episode. Might still have a little extra. We might put out
maybe
a best of. Maybe.
Yeah.
But this is our last final
kind of
episode of the Upcycle Canada podcast for 2021.
Yes.
So it's for us, it's Christmas Eve in Canada. So a very weird Christmas this year. I actually have to work my night shift all through the holidays, tonight, which Jen is really impressed with. So I work Christmas Eve into Christmas Day. I work Christmas Day into Boxing Day.
Night into, so on.
And then I also work then New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. So where I work is a big store chain. You can probably guess who it is, but they're only closed one day of the year to the customers, but there's staff in the building every single day, 365 days a year.
It's ridiculous.
So
yes.
Anyway, so we are doing a year-end wrap-up kind of theme to our recording tonight.
Right.
And we wanted to kind of talk about some of the things we've learned over the year.
Yeah.
And just some revelations of opening a business during or at the start of COVID.
We didn't even know COVID was going to happen.
Yeah.
We were 1 month before it.
And just kind of some of the things we've learned in that process of trying to operate a business and grow a business when everything is around you saying that
you're
you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you should quit or you should give up or...
Yeah.
All those things. So we have some things we're going to talk about that are coming up as well in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be, we're going to call it our season two of the podcast.
Season two in 2021
as season one.
I like it. Yeah. Perfect. Sounds great.
So that's kind of what we'll chat about as well. We like to do.
Yeah. Start with a quote.
A quote.
Yes. So. This one's kind of fun.
This is a very deep quote. This one means a lot to me personally. I find it motivational. I find it deep and, you know, very meaningful quote.
Okay.
And you're like, okay.
Okay.
So, Jen, read us the quote.
This is by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, my gosh. The Rolling Stones.
Keith Richards and Mick Jagger have written this. It's, you can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need.
For a small business owner like us, our wants and our needs can differ.
True.
Right? So we want a successful business that grows over time and makes money so that we can pay our bills.
We want customers to show up.
We want to have a business that raises money and income so we can hire somebody and give them income. We want to be able to support local charity, give back to our community, have the flexibility of time to then be able to donate time and ability and talents to other organizations.
Right.
That all comes with selling a product.
Yeah.
Right. And I think some people lose sight of that. They think that that business is just there to make money. There's more to it than that.
Yeah. There's a lot of background. There's a lot of, we've talked about one of the podcasts we did about the bones.
That behind your brand.
Yeah. About your brand. And that it's all the background stuff that you do to establish who you are and what you want to be that gives you the strength to continue. So for us, opening in 2020, 1 month before COVID, only to then realize, we just got customers starting to come in and advertise, and we had to cancel everything and stop the classes and shut the doors and put a note on the door. And it was like disheartening. It was like, I can't believe we're just walking away from all the work we just spent.
Yeah, like the store is like,
what was that all about?
A month in the works.
1 month, open, pretty much.
And you're locking the door and walking away with uncertainty that you're even coming back.
Yeah.
That you'll ever have a customer again.
I know.
You know, like, and it's very hard.
I know. You were saying, like, one of the, looking at some of the things we've learned over the years, and you were talking about one of the biggest things is the fact that our future through COVID now has turned to being more online, and how we've had to adjust for those businesses that maybe didn't have a website or shopping online or even just any sort of social media. Just now it's like that's the only way you could connect with your customers is to have something online.
So we sell a physical product. We do have some service aspects to what we do with our classes.
Right.
And things like that, and making custom pieces for people. But we're basically a product-based business. So we sell a candle, and the best way to buy a candle is to smell it.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do that online.
We've tried. And, you know, we tell them what it's supposed to be. Explain it to somebody.
But is it too strong? Is it too weak? Like, it's hard to explain that over the...
And everybody's sense is different. Screen. Like, you might like one thing, and the next person be like, no.
So you have to kind of reinvent yourself and reinvent how you communicate to people in a meaningful way and try to catch their attention. Like, we're on every social media site we can find. We're posting everywhere. So we're actively signed in to many different platforms, but not everybody does that.
That's right.
Some people do maybe one platform.
Yeah.
Some people maybe check their Facebook once a month. They just don't go on the computer. They don't have time, or they're just not that person.
They might have email, but it's not like it's something they check on a regular basis. Or
like, messaging. We've been posting up to the holidays like 5 to 10 times a day. Like, because there's so much to tell people about, and we want to share the store and share gift ideas and all that. So product-based businesses, we're always doing that. But then you think of like a service-based business, like a photographer or a wedding venue. In Canada, there's no large events at all.
No. Maximum's 10 people again now over the holidays.
Yeah, like it's, how do you have a 5,000 seat venue and there's nobody allowed to come in?
No.
Now what do you do?
Even like the movie theaters.
Yeah.
It's the same concept, or restaurants. You know, like you even mentioned too, like for restaurants actually going, you know, now the whole vaccination thing, and then not being able to go in if you're not vaccinated, and then you have to be 6 feet apart. You have to wear your masks in and out. There's so many restrictions still in how many people are allowed to eat in, or if you can't even eat in. Some places only had to go just to strictly take out. You weren't even allowed to dine in the restaurants anymore. And then some places who never had a patio before all of a sudden now had to be creative and have outdoor seating arranged. And so they had to use their parking spaces now.
And to come up with the money to make a patio.
Make a patio.
To buy heaters. To buy the wood to build the patio.
Or
it's not like a lot of restaurants are just sitting on cash waiting to spend it on something. Yeah. Oh, I hope I can blow this money on something today. We're all living just to pay the bills in small business. So then when you have this new regulation put on you, you have to adapt and pull the money out of somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Back when we opened the store and 4 weeks after we opened, COVID closed us down. That's why I went to work.
That's right.
So we opened in February.
February's Family Day in here. Yeah.
Family Day in Canada, which is the...
It was the 17th
That month. So we opened then, and then by April 1st, I was working part-time.
Right.
At first.
Hoping that it would just sort of...
Be a few weeks, a month maybe, and we're back to normal again.
By the fall, when we were back open, the store was allowed to be open again, and we're like, okay, like when can you quit your job already, you know?
And then we got shut down again.
That's right. At Christmas last year. So Boxing Day last year shut us down.
For another 6 months.
Yep. So this whole year up until June, I think we had a couple weeks in March again that we were available, but it didn't last. They shut us down again.
So when I listen to podcasts at work, because I work overnights, and I listen to these people talk, some of the people I've listened to in the past feel quite... I don't feel quite as attached to them because they're talking numbers that don't make sense to me. They're not real to me. Mm. They're not my reality. Mm. So if you want just a sense of our reality, so that February of 2021, we brought in $85 in sales.
Yeah.
For the month. Because we were closed. And our output was almost about... I see close to $2,000 mm-hmm. in expenses. Not a good month. So people are like, well, there you go. That should be your determination that this is not going to work for you guys. Maybe you should stop. Fast forward to December right now.
Yeah.
We still have a few days left after the Christmas break before the end of the year. So there might be a little bit more sales, but we're roughly over, $5,000?
Yeah, this month.
This month?
Yeah.
And still $2,000 in expenses. So
that's right.
So that's encouraging. So there's life there.
Yes.
There's the potential to make a good go of this. And for us, it's not just about money for us. We have vendors in our store that don't have websites.
Right.
That don't have storefronts.
Right.
That don't have vendor events.
No.
They have no, unless you want to go into their living room like we had prior to opening the store.
Exactly.
You can't purchase their items.
No.
Meet them in a parking lot, maybe.
Yeah.
Like
selling out of the trunk of their car.
So we brought vendors into the store to help them. So in that $5,000 number, we're proud to say a big chunk of that is not even our money.
No, it's not.
Which is great. That means someone else is having a good Christmas,
right.
A good end of the year.
Yes.
Because of the combined efforts of the vendors, us, and our customers,
mm-hmm.
people are going to have a good end of 2021.
Exactly. Yes.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So I like that as a good end of the year story.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we're not just building something that's for us only.
No.
But we're building something that helps other people as well.
That's right. The one thing I think that the fear of the thought of this not working for us coming into our third year of the lease now, my biggest fear is the fact that it's not just us that's going to lose. Like if this doesn't work, there's all these other people now. It's like, okay, you know, we have to apologize and say, I'm sorry, you got to take your stuff back. Like, you know, it's not just us. There's probably 15 to 20 people, vendors involved in our store that it would affect. And so it's kind of like, you know, the comments I've heard from customers and even through all of the vendors and their customers and so on, it's like what we're doing works. And I think that's encouraging.
Yeah.
It's exciting to see what this new year is going to bring us. I'm looking forward to it and trying to be positive about it. I don't want to see this fail because it's not just us that's losing out if it does.
Yeah.
So I think the one thing I've learned myself through all of this is how important being online is. I know it's not something myself I've not taken initiative to know. And so I've had to learn and adapt myself to be better at it, to learn it, to you know, listen to podcasts and watch YouTube how-tos on the social aspect of like Instagram and how to do this. And, you know, there's people out there that know way more than I do. And I mean, I'm learning and I'm starting to adapt, but it's definitely something I've realized that the importance of it for our business to step up and take my part and do my part to be part of this.
So. I think that's the part too, is a lot of people who have a business or a brand or something that they want to promote, they want to make it perfect before they go online.
Mm.
They don't want to let people see their bad hair days or their no makeup filters and their not perfected language and their ums and their ahs and their anyways and all those things, right? All those things that just naturally happen as a human being. They want to sterilize it and make it perfect because what we see on TV and what we see in movies and other social media people, everything looks perfect. Like, well lit, sounds great. The best of the best camera, the best this, best that. And here I am with the very basic equipment trying to share my message with the world.
Right.
That's the one thing about sharing with the world is if you wait too long, you'll never do it.
No.
If you have to have it perfect, it'll never be perfect. So done is better than perfect.
That's right. I was just remembering
right?
that.
That's the one thing I remember people saying.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's out there, people expect your early days of being on social media to not be the best quality, best anything. But you're growing.
That's right.
So if you look back in time, one of the stories that we talked about is your sister going to high school.
Yes. Right?
Oakville, Milton?
In Oakville.
Oakville. Yep. And one of the students in her class was probably not the most academic as far as wanting to learn calculus and all these things.
Yeah.
Right? But would come to class on a regular basis and make absurd, outlandish statements about not needing to know any of this because this person is going to be famous.
That's right.
And the confidence of that person to make those outlandish claims in front of teachers and other students and, well, I don't need to learn this.
That's right.
And it's interesting because I think of students in my day, too, that made those kind of comments, but they didn't really have the trajectory of this student that your sister went to school
That's
with.
That's right.
He ended up not needing to know calculus.
No.
He ended up not needing to know all of these things, and he ended up going from an Ontario high school in Canada onto something a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up in movies.
Mm-hmm.
A few movies that you might have heard of. The Grinch.
That's right.
Dumb and Dumber.
Mm-hmm. Liar.
What else? A few.
Just a couple.
Yeah. Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey, yeah.
If you haven't heard of him, you might want to Google him. But Jim Carrey went to school with Jen's sister.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because back then it didn't make sense for somebody to just get up in front of people and say, listen, I don't need this. I know where I'm headed. And now today, people connected with him or who knew him at that point, they can proudly state, I knew Jim Carrey when he was this.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a great table conversation, a great starter to a conversation.
For sure.
You knew Jim Carrey. Yeah, I went to school with him. And he was this, he was a clown, he was whatever, right?
He was the class clown, yeah.
Yeah. So, did you ever meet him?
I've never met him.
When your sister was there in school or nothing?
No, okay. I don't even, well, he'd just be another guy in the class, right, at the time,
Isn't that funny to say that?
I know, right?
Jim Carrey, just another guy in class. The guy in the back corner.
Yeah, it was a science class, so.
So, think about this for a second. When people identify with a famous person, they talk about the fact that they knew him. They knew them when.
Right.
In the early days.
That's right.
Now, take that same statement and talk about your business.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Carrey didn't just show up one day famous.
No.
Like, yesterday he was a nobody, and today he's got millions of dollars in movies and fame and... No. It didn't just happen overnight. It was a process. So people love seeing the process.
Exactly.
They love to know that they knew the person at the beginning, saw them grow, change, and develop, and now proudly state, I knew that person when they were this, and now they're that.
That's right.
For your business and being online, people are afraid to show all the stuff behind the scenes and all the growth that happens. And they just want to show you the finished product. Mm. Look, I'm great. Yeah. Look how great I am. I'm perfect. I don't want you to see any of the early days. I only want you to see today.
Right.
Your customers, your business, for your business and the people who follow you want to follow you from the beginning all the way to today.
Right.
And they're proud to say, one day they're going to say the same thing about you and your business, about you and your brand, you and your journey that we say when we talk about Jim Carrey.
That's right.
In the early days.
Yeah.
I knew Jim Carrey when?
Yeah. He was just a 16-year-old in high school.
I knew Dave and Jen when they started in 2014.
That's right. Yeah.
And they had a little pop-up tent in a parking lot. And they were freezing in the cold, you know, November fall event.
I bought that sign just to...
I had pity on them because they look so cold.
I know.
Right? But now they're part of my journey and I'm part of their journey. Mm-hmm. And I've been with them from the beginning.
Right.
They can now proudly state that they followed us from beginning to today just as much as we can proudly say we knew a famous person when.
Yeah.
And it's all because we did our life online in front of the public.
Right.
Growing an audience, growing a community, having 22 countries listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
I listened back to some of our early podcasts from October and we're proudly talking about 5, 10, 17 countries.
Oh, I know.
Countries.
We've got 20. Yeah.
It's like,
and all of a sudden now we're
20. Now we're over 500 downloads in 22 countries.
In 3 months
like
or so.
Israel, Peru.
France.
Yeah. Colombia. Like it's...
What?
It's amazing the power of an online community.
Yeah.
And to build that brand.
Yeah.
And I have one person say, well, why would you even be concerned about people in other countries listening to your podcast? Well, we have products made... in our shop and on our kitchen table that are in
all those countries. Exactly. Yeah.
Scotland and Mexico and Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, like they're all over the place.
Yeah. So Thailand. Yeah. Everywhere.
So our products are already there. They've already made the journey there. We're just kind of trying to catch up to where the products already are.
Yeah.
So that's why we have a podcast.
That's right.
And we're reaching out that way. So I guess looking at the one big thing that COVID has taught us is that our business needs to be online.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be out there where the public is.
Yeah.
COVID has forced people back into their homes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Made them consumers of content on YouTube, on Instagram, on podcasts, blogs, the internet, websites, Netflix. People are consuming content in a way they probably would have done in the future, but because we've been forced into this at-home situation, it's kind of made it go faster. And I think COVID and the pandemic has taken people who would be on social media 5-10 years from now and condensed it into a short amount of time.
Kind of.
And everybody's had to up their game.
Yep.
Everybody's had to take the steps, get the software, get the knowledge, get the laptop, get the smartphone, buy the tech, and jump on board because otherwise you're out of the loop.
Right.
So that's the one thing I think that COVID has taught us and
totally
maybe the only good thing that's come out of it. So for us, we have our website and we have products. Again, we sell products. We have our website and I think we have a store built into our website. We've maybe sold 5 items off our website. It's just, for us, we haven't cracked that nut yet.
No.
We haven't figured out how to get people to shop online.
Right.
And then ship them the products.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing I would think for 2022 is we got to fix that.
Yes.
And get better at that. So through speaking in Clubhouse and meeting some people in that platform, it's given me access to people who can help us with that. So
that's
in the works.
For sure.
And we've been getting help with our podcast as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a chat happening next week with somebody in the States who's going to help us grow our podcast and work with us on that. There's one of my favorite people that I listen to. If you ever have a chance to listen to podcasts, it's Cliff Ravenscraft is his name. Love his name. It just sounds like very regal. But Cliff has over 40 podcasts.
It's crazy.
40. 40 podcasts. He records podcasts constantly. And he's great at putting out content. And I listened to him in one of the rooms on Clubhouse. And I sent him a message just thanking him for his input. Because he's a very thoughtful leader. And he responded. And I'm like, oh. So we had a brief conversation back and forth. He asked some really great questions. Told him about the business. Told him about our podcast and stuff. And he had some great encouragement for us, which was nice. This is a guy I've been listening to in my earbuds for over almost two years now. And it's great to have that kind of connection with somebody that you admire.
Right.
So Cliff, thank you. And so I love the fact that you can now connect with these people in real time. You can talk about an episode or you can talk about things that meant something to you and hear back from them. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I love that about podcasts. So when we talk about the Upcycle Canada podcast, we talk about it being specific to upcycling. We want to focus in and hone in on that because there's not a lot of upcycling podcasts in the world. And we want to be that.
Yeah.
And we want to be that and do it well. So we're going to, for 2022, focus on some great interviews with people who are in that space of upcycling, repurposing, eco-friendly, salvage, architectural salvage, maybe some TV personalities.
Right.
Maybe we can get Ted on from Salvage Kings.
That's right.
A little plug there, Ted. Or Justin also from Salvage Kings. Maybe we can get the guys from Black Dog Salvage in Roanoke, Virginia. Why not? That would be nice to have them on. We can find some people that we could connect with, have them come on and share their story about upcycling and repurposing and all that stuff.
Right.
So that's one of my big focuses for 2022. I really would love to see that develop and grow that.
Yeah.
And to that end, we don't want to water down our podcast with a bunch of topics that don't meet the theme of our podcast. So you come here expecting upcycling and then we start talking about something unrelated. That might not be the best experience as a podcast listener because I signed up for this. This is what I want. So when somebody comes to the podcast, they're coming expecting upcycling. They're coming expecting hearing a topic that is about repurposing and all that. So we want to keep this podcast focused and laser focused on that topic.
Right.
Right. And then, but there's other topics that we're interested in talking about. So instead of watering down Upcycle Canada podcast with additional topics, we are going to follow Cliff Ravenscraft and his mode of operation and create additional podcasts focused on a topic that we're passionate about that we can kind of go deeper into different areas of business in general.
Right.
So, and then I have a side project that I'm just happy to do because I'm a musician and I want to tell people about music and the songs that I like. So that one's already live on Spotify. It's a Spotify exclusive podcast in that I share two songs in each episode of my podcast. And the idea is we're just sharing songs together, songs that I like, songs that have meaning to me. Maybe I've performed with the artist or I've seen them in concert or something.
Yeah.
There's something about the song that means something to me. So
that's pretty cool.
Share that with listeners and recommend two songs to add to your playlist.
Right.
So that podcast on Spotify, you can search it up. It's called the Add to My Playlist podcast. Very simple.
Yeah.
And there's already episodes there ready for you. Go take a listen to that. So that's one new podcast in addition to this one.
Yes.
And then the third one that we're going to work on together is Living My Side Hustle.
Right.
So you can go to livingmysidehustle.com. And that's the website we've already created for that podcast. Yes. And Jen and I are going to be working on more content for people who aren't necessarily upcycling,
right,
repurposing, but working on a side hustle, whether they're at the beginning idea stages,
yeah,
of creating a side hustle and a potential business, or maybe they are working and doing something on weekends and evenings like we were initially,
mm-hmm,
yeah, and then opened the store, and now we have two full-time side hustles.
Yes.
So we was going to want to share that podcast with you as well. So we have the Upcycle Canada podcast that you're listening to right now. Season one is coming to a close with this episode. And then season two starts in January of 2022. Looking forward to that. Lots of great interviews and everything. Then we have the Add to My Playlist podcast. If you're a music lover or you know somebody who loves music, you're a musician, you're in a band, and you're on Spotify,
cool,
contact us.
Yeah.
We want to talk to you about your song,
yeah,
and tell people about your music. So that's a great option. And then the third one, Living My Side Hustle, mm-hmm, podcast. So lots of good stuff.
Lots
ahead.
Of great stuff.
That's three. Cliff Ravenscraft has over 40, so I have a long way to go to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what 2022 has in store.
I'm excited.
Right?
Yes. Sounds like a plan.
You never know.
You
just never know.
You just got to start.
So thanks, everyone, for listening, yes, to season one.
Yes, thank you.
Of this podcast. And we look forward to season two in 2022.
Awesome.
And take care of yourself. Have a great holiday season, as it is Christmas right now that we're talking to you. And we hope that you are well and your family is well. And we will talk soon.
Sounds good.
Jen.
All right.
You're awesome.
So are you.
Do the outro, Jen.
Let's keep this conversation going.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, thanks.
Cheers.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.